Welcome. This is Sunday, December 6th, 2020. In our scriptures this week, we find in Isaiah 9, 1 through 7, and Isaiah 40, 1 through 11. And our message this week have titled, True Peace and Comfort. Isaiah 9, 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And in Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 11. Verse 1. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. For every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And a voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid, says the towns of Judah. Here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arms rule for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flocks like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, this being the second Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of peace. And if we're going to realize how love came down at Christmas, which is our theme this Advent season, we need to open the gift of true peace and comfort. Well, I think today our country is in dire need of true peace and comfort. See, we live in a country divided and almost polarized by political beliefs and views on how to handle this current pandemic. And we turn on the news and we hear about the latest scandal or conspiracy and long for peace and comfort, not only in our country, but also in our personal lives. We are restless, torn apart by anxieties and fears, tense and nervous with each day. Many are frightened by every call or unexpected encounter with another person in our world today. For there are far too many people who have live contrary to the word of God. Many have sought to play God with their life and live by their own rules. They, by their own choice, have refused to open the gift of true peace and comfort. Isn't it strange that we are tempted to look for peace every place, but where it's found? Some people seek the psychiatrist's couch, or others try medicine. Others lustful pursuits or emotional flings. Or we get involved with the latest cause, hoping that we'll give them peace. They feel the weight of the world is on our shoulders. So as a visual reminder for the source of true peace, well, we can see it on a regular display along New York City's Fifth Avenue. You see, at the entrance of the RCA building, there's a large statue of Atlas struggling to keep the world on his shoulders. And on the other side of Fifth Avenue is St. Patrick's Cathedral. Behind the high altar of this church is a small statue of Jesus, effortlessly holding the whole world in one hand. Peace is hard to come by when we strive to balance the world on our own shoulders. But when we heed God's invitation to give him our concerns, as Peter reminds us, to cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you, we can find true peace and comfort, because the weight of our world becomes effortless for the Prince of Peace. So today we will never achieve true peace or find comfort within ourselves until we place our lives in God's hands. Listen to his voice and live according to his will and his laws. Like the Hebrews in Isaiah's day in the land of Naphtali, who suffered greatly in need of peace and comfort, we today who live in the future have been given the honor of the one to come to Galilee of the Gentiles. We too, once again, need to hear Isaiah's prophecies of the one to come. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Well, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. We read this in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. See, God's true peace and comfort comes to us as his gift. And when we seek to listen for his voice and live in harmony with him. Well, Jesus told his disciples and us in John 14, 1, he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me." He told us this so that we might find comfort. And then again in John 14, 6, Jesus tells us that he is the one to come. He said that by stating, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And then he tells us we can know true peace and find comfort by saying, "All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. And do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." We read all this in John 14, 25 through 27. Well, Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. So today, if we are to find peace and comfort, we do once again need to hear the words of Jesus, the Wonderful Counselor, that Isaiah spoke for. In Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2, the Wonderful Counselor speaks. He says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." Well, God has forgiven their sins, and he has reclaimed them as his own people. What good news that was for them, and what good news for all of those who seek to be God's people today. Kind of reminds me of a story about a man who worked for the post office. So this man's job was to process all the mail that had illegible addresses. So one day a letter came to his desk, addressed in shaky handwriting to God. He thought he should open it and see what it was about. So he opened it and he read these words. Dear God, I'm a 93-year-old widow living on an exceedingly small pension. So yesterday, someone stole my purse. It had $100 in it, which was all the money I had until my next pension check. Well, next Sunday is Christmas, and I had invited two of my friends over for dinner. And without that money, I have nothing to buy with it. I have no family to turn to, and you are my only hope. Can you please help me? Sincerely, Edna. Well, the postal worker was touched, and he showed the letter to his fellow workers. Each of them dug into their wallets, and they came up with a few dollars. And by the time he made the rounds, he had collected $96, which he put into an envelope and he sent to the woman. Well, the rest of the day, all the workers felt a warm glow of a kind thing they had done. Well, Christmas came and went, and a few days later, another letter came from the old lady, addressed to God. And all the workers gathered around while the letter was opened. It read, "So, dear God, how can I ever thank you enough for what you did for me? Because of your gift of love, I was able to fix a glorious dinner for my friends. We had a nice day, and I told my friends of your wonderful gift. And by the way, there was $4 missing, and I think it must have been those thieves at the post office. Sincerely, Edna." Well, the folks at the post office tried to help. And helping people is what life is all about, isn't it? Just as Isaiah records for us God's voice in hopes that we will listen to him and find true peace and comfort. Isaiah also, he let us hear the voice of Jesus as the mighty God, as he foretells of John the Baptist. A voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness of a highway for our God. So every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of God will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." We find this in Isaiah 40, verses 3 and 5. We also can find this same thing in Luke 3, 4 through 6. Our God is a mighty God who hears all and wants you in his will. Think about this. I was told a story of an elderly grandfather who was very wealthy. Because he was going deaf, he decided to buy a hearing aid. Well, 2 weeks later, he stopped at the store where he had bought it, and he told the manager he can now pick up conversations quite easily, even in the next room. Well, your relatives must be happy to know that you can hear so much better, beamed the delighted proprietor. Oh, I haven't told them yet, the man chuckled. I've just been sitting around listening, and you know what? I've changed my will twice. Well, God is not like a dear old grandfather who hears only when we speak clearly and directly to him. He always hears us, and his attitude toward us is not changed by what he hears, because we stand before him by grace. But if God were like that grandfather, and if his attitude towards us was changeable, how would your conversations of this past week have affected his attitude towards you? Think about it. Our God is a mighty God, an everlasting Father. So as we continue in chapter 40, we hear the voice of Jesus as the everlasting Father in verses 6 through 8. A voice cry out, and I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. Peter reminded us also in 2 Peter 3:8-9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. You see, all too often we're like a man who asks God, what does $1 billion mean to you who are all-powerful? And God responded, hardly a penny. Well, then the man asked God, and what are 1,000 centuries to you? And God answered, hardly a second. Well, thinking he had God backed into a corner, the man then said, then if that's the case, O Lord, give me a penny. God replied, sure, just give me a minute. True peace and comfort don't come from getting all you want today, but by knowing we serve an everlasting God who will provide all our needs eternally. Well, then last but not least, we hear the voice of Jesus as the Prince of Peace, so that we may have true peace and comfort. Well, Isaiah 40, verses 9 through 11. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms, and he carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. His recompense, his gift, his grace, his gift of peace, it accompanies him. Only will he allow him to tend us, to gather us together, and allow him to carry and lead us for the glory of God, who offers true peace and comfort. This second Sunday of Advent, light the candle of peace in your life, and believe that God's love came down at Christmas in his service. This has been Pastor Joe.